Stay safe on the roads with Rain-X Vision Beam Wiper Blades. Now at Menards. For over 40 years, Rain-X has provided drivers with products to outsmart the elements. Their Vision Beam Wiper Blades are easy to install and are designed to provide a smooth, streak-free wipe every time. Save big money on all Rain-X products now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Save big money on all your electrical needs at Menards. From wire, tools, testers, and more, Southwire is the perfect choice for your next electrical project. They offer innovative products to help you get your project done right. Hurry in today and save big on all Southwire products at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys in line.
Welcome back, friends. Hour two of In This League right here on Sports Grid, ITL on Sports Grid. Whew, we got through it. If you miss any of it, hour one, the full collection of picks from myself, Bogman, the coin. The coin is getting quite a following. I really think we're missing the opportunity. I don't know what it is, but we got to have some marketing. We need to find one of those custom coins, you know, you can get. And we need to have a In This League coin that people can buy for themselves and flip at home. You know, you're not going to just flip your own quarter. You got to have an official In This League merchandise.
Do you want to sell 50 cent coins for $3?
That's a good idea. Yeah, that's marketing.
Just write ITL on a Sharpie on it.
That'd be a great idea. ITL.
You don't have to engrave it. Just write it
like
on
Pogs.
There.
They'll be like slammers and stuff.
Slammers.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I forgot to tell you this. I was listening to a podcast and... like, I don't have a lot of moments in my life, I think mainly because we podcast, where, you know, like something happens in a podcast and you relate so hard and you instantly love somebody. I think that happens to us sometimes.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm listening to this podcast. They all of a sudden talk about Pogs for a minute. And the one dude on there, it was actually Shane Gillis that said it. It was Shane. It was his podcast. He goes, all I remember is I just had this one slammer and it was called OJ in the Slammer. And I've been saying this for years.
Yeah,
that's the slammer I had for my Pogs. Oh, I don't remember anything.
Like, you could love Shane Gillis anymore.
Dude, I could love him anymore. When he said that, I was smiling like a psychopath in traffic. I was on a freeway and I was looking around. I'm like, did anybody else hear this? Like, I had that slammer.
The OJ in the Slammer?
I was so excited. I kind of want to go buy it on eBay just to have it, like, to relive my childhood of it. But it made
$200 now or something stupid.
Probably is. I wonder what it is. I'll have to take a look. But OJ, it made me so happy.
I used to hear him, OJ in the Slammer.
It was just like, you know, a little cartoon character with three, you know, he's holding like that. And I've never heard anybody talk about that. And that's the one thing of Pogs I remember as a child. But, you know, there you go. It just made me happy. Coming up here, you're going to get to hear our interview with Pat Fitzmaurice from Fantasy Pros, going through a lot of the plays for the week. It's going to be heavy on the plays. You want to hear more of the interview, go to the In This League Fantasy Football Podcast for the full thing. For Fantasy Football Podcast people that are coming over, you're going to get a little bit more of that content. So stick around. As we go through each segment, we're going to be jumping right into our conversation with Pat and all your fantasy plays. So don't go anywhere. In This League, hour two, coming up.
You like me now?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I know how you're feeling right now.
Stop it. Don't do that.
I'm here for you.
Oh. In This League.
You are too easy.
It's week 13 and up on the hot seat is a brand new guest to In This League. Not to Bogman, not to the Fantasy Pros world. It is Pat Fitzmaurice. You can find him on Twitter at Fitz_FF. Anytime, I don't know what it is, Boggs. It always gets, anytime there's like a FF, or in the baseball world, there's a roto in the name, like the acronym that is applying fantasy sports to it. It always trips me up. I don't know why it does.
What do you think FF stands for instead of fantasy football? Is it something else? Is that what it is?
I mean, I think there's a lot of things that go through my head when I see that acronym. I'm like, wow, these are all these words that this could be for. And it just tricks me. You know, things I can't say. You know, lots of different words. You know, things that if you were to say on a podcast with Joe Pizzapia, it would chastise you. We were talking about this off air where Bogman the other day had a little slippy slip on one of the podcasts with Pizzapia, and he freaked out. Another wonderful person that does podcasts with Pizzapia. This is like the coaching tree, apparently. Pat Fitzmaurice. Pat, how are you, my friend? Welcome to ITL.
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me, you guys. I'm honored to join. And any friends of Joe's are friends of mine. And I wish I had given more thought to my Twitter handle when I joined. It was like just kind of a 4-second decision. And like in hindsight, I would have maybe given it a lot more thought.
Too famous now. Can't change
it. Yeah, you're too far gone. 100%. You're too far. You're too famous.
Why did I do FF? Why did I do an underscore? Just like stuff I didn't think about at all at the time. And now I'm
well, Chris makes fun of me all the time because mine doesn't match with my email. So I have Bogman Sports and Scott Bogman at Gmail. Like, it's too confusing. Yeah. People can't remember two names.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just like a super like annoying elitist about it because I'm going to be like super creative and do something that's going to make people think and they're going to like question it. And I did all that. But at the same time, like Bogman's killed me because it's just so like stupidly simplistic. Bogman's like, well, my name's Bogman and I like sports.
Bogman Sports.
It kills. Yours is, I don't think the Fitz FF is the problem, but I definitely think a major regret has to be underscores. Anybody with an underscore in their name, that's got to be the biggest regret of Twitterdom on the planet is the underscore.
No question. I need a mulligan on that. And, maybe I should consider it.
I think it's the same thing with an email. Like there's, you know, you do emails, I'll see people, they'll be like, all right, so my email is .. And it's like, it's like, no. It needs to be really simplistic. I can't do all that. I'm going to email somebody wrong and it's going to go crazy.
Well, Walsh is like, yeah, all right. Never get an email from me then. You have an underscore. So yeah.
Well, it's too much. It just gets too much. But again, it's just getting into ridiculousness here. Over on Fantasy Pros with our buddy Joe Pizzapia, we spent a good 10 minutes before the podcast, totally not trashing Pizzapia. No, we didn't trash Joe, but we were talking Joe because, Bog, what was it? What did Joe have to say about Pat? He's like, because you were like, we're going to get him on.
I said, we got to get Pat on. And he's like, you have to have Pat on. He's a lovely human being.
He's lovely.
Just a lovely person.
That's what a compliment, Pat. A lovely, especially from Joe. You can tell the sincerity of it. He's like, he's a lovely human being. Compliments from Joe are important.
Yeah, no, Joe hasn't met me in person, though. So, like, once he meets me in person, he'll probably have to reconsider that.
Get a couple drinks in, Pat. He's real nasty. So, that's what everyone says.
Yeah, I could totally tell. Well, it's going to be fun to have you on. We're going to be going through all the week 13 plays. We've got some questions here or there, interjecting across the board. By the way, does it feel weird that we are at week 13, yet we're not on the brink of the fantasy playoffs? You know what I'm saying? Like, I know it's only like one more added week or whatever, but for some reason, I always felt that crunch. Like, this would be week 13 would be like, okay,
last 13, week of the 14, regular 14, season.
Yeah, last week of the regular season. It's playoffs. Let's go. And it's like, got a couple more. We got a couple more. And there's some that are still going to week 18. I didn't think one game would feel odd, but I really do feel like it's changed the scope a little bit of even how I'm treating fantasy. Am I alone here, Pat?
No, I kind of agree with you. It is like a different vibe to the season this year. You know, it was always, I don't know, I thought Thanksgiving week was sort of, you were in position where you had to win to jockey for a playoff spot if you're going for a bye or like, you know, run the table, win those last two to get in. But yeah, now there's like this extra breathing space and it does feel kind of strange. I'm getting used to the rhythms of it.
Yeah, I think the holiday actually is an important one. I don't think I was associating that together. The holiday is kind of this breaker. It's like living in Arizona. Like, you know, the holidays, especially the Christmas holidays and Thanksgiving should exemplify like cold weather and like actual seasons. But similar to fantasy football, we're out of Thanksgiving and it's still 80 degrees here. You know, and it's just like we're out of Thanksgiving and we're still not really that close to the fantasy playoffs. Like a lot can happen in multiple weeks.
For me, I have like I do college fantasy football, too. So it's like the college fantasy football season ends Thanksgiving weekend. And then, you know, we have we have one more week and then the playoffs. That's like the schedule that always goes. So it does definitely feel like I feel like I'm lost in space right now. Yeah. Like, oh, we have two more weeks. This is very strange.
I haven't heard anybody really like talking about it, but it just feels odd. Like, I think we even did a show like last week where I was like, oh, man, fantasy playoffs is here. And Bogdan was like, it's 3 weeks away. And I'm like, oh, what? I'm like, why? We're still going? Like, Jesus, we're still going. But I mean, you know, maybe a little bit more time to ramp up. There's a whole basket you can go within. Let's talk about a few things in the fantasy football world, and then we're going to get into our plays this week, which I'm going to preface that I feel like the digging of the plays has been tougher than any week that we've done, Boggs. You know, I mean, Pat, this is the first time Pat's done this.
Things are more established at this point, you know, like, so your top, you know, your running backs 1 through 36 are way more locked in. So are your wide receivers and quarterbacks and stuff. So I think it's harder to find sneaky value,
yeah,
which is kind of what we do for the play. So well, I'm absolutely with you.
And you're kind of like, we're in this weird space too. Here's another thing that's throwing me off about, you know, this point that we're in. We are almost at the fantasy playoffs. You know, we're at a critical time and we're still having bye weeks. Like, we're still in bye weeks of the NFL. Like, we have a bye week. Like, what are we talking? Like, I have players that I don't have this week. I think it's Green Bay. I have players that I don't have, and it's week 13. That's
just wait till
weird.
They start doing two bye weeks.
Yeah, that's, you know, weird.
We're not far away from it, right?
So there's this weird element where, you know, we're trying to look for diamonds in the rough and stuff like that. And maybe there's more to be had, and because we have to play more of them, or maybe we're seeking and searching for more of them because we have a bye week in week 13. Usually we're out of these. Like, we don't have all these bye weeks. We've got our core. You've made your trades and whatever. But you actually are needing to dig. Like, I had to pick up, I picked up Josh Reynolds in one of our deeper 16-man leagues because I've got to throw him in at flex because of a running back injury and a bye week. Like, that's weird to have to do. And I felt like it was tougher digging a little bit more on, I don't know. You know, I mean, Pat, have you, I mean, I guess this is kind of a question jumping ahead for the plays, but have you found it a little bit more difficult as we've progressed into the season to find more of those? Like, we use Fantasy Pros ranks as like a marker for us to talk about like aggregate, you know, conversation around player ranks and stuff like that, where, you know, you go and look and you look at like the guys outside the top 36, people are like, hey, who's a sleeper I should look for? I feel like it's gotten more difficult to truly pinpoint those great diamonds in the rough. Do you feel anything similar, or do you think it's actually maybe the opposite?
No, I agree with you. Trying to come up with names for this show, especially what wide receiver, I was really struggling after, like, you know, I didn't even want to include like the guys, anyone in the top 25 or top 30. I was looking a little bit deeper and it was just really hard to pull out names of guys I felt strongly about as having big time potential for week 13.
Yeah, got guys to highlight for a show. You know, we could all sit here and talk about a dude. We, you know, we could do the fun Twitter thing where you tweet about
I like getting to the sheet first, Welsh.
Yeah,
like,
Bogman always gets to the sheet first, so he gets the cream of the crop. But it's like everybody, you know, we could do the new school Twitter thing, go on, talk about every damn player, and then we could, you know, tweet about them after. Hey, look, I was right. You know, I don't want to do that. Like, you want to talk about the worthwhile. And it's maybe I'm just like encapsulating all this weirdness that's kind of gotten into week 13 and we're not closer to the playoffs. But let's get, that wasn't even the list based stuff.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey,
in this league.
Look at us. Look at us. Huh? Who would have thought?
Not me. Not me. Not me.
Who would have thought?
Not me. Not me.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Who would have thought?
Not me. Not me.
Let's get into some plays, actually. Let's get in. All right. Let's start talking about week 13. Now, Pat, how we do this is we are going to snake draft this, and we're just going to go, you know, top to bottom. The very first one is uniquely its own self because we are talking about the tippy top of quarterbacks this week. Then we will go through and I will explain as we motion through. Don't worry if there's any copies of any players, especially this first one. This first one is designed to be, you know, literally who is the top guy. You're welcome to go in different areas. And everybody be on the lookout for snipes. Be on the lookout for, besides this top one, sniping happening between some of our picks here. As, you know, if I get sniped, I've done all my work on these players. I'll just be like, I don't know, a Niner. Just pick him. Brandon Ayuk. That's what I'll pick if I get sniped. So, Bogman will start us off here. This will let you kind of get a gist of what we're doing here, Pat. Quarterback one for week 13, the tippy top quarterback. Bogman, are you being self-hating here?
Well, it doesn't matter if I'm being self-hating. It's Lamar Jackson against Pittsburgh. Yeah. Pittsburgh got blueprinted against the Lions, which is just a great statement to say. And it was by accident by the Lions, too. I mean, they run the ball a lot anyway, but Jared Goff gets hurt in the first quarter of that game, and they run the ball 700 times for 9,000 yards against Pittsburgh. Yeah. And we saw what Joe Mixon did to them. We saw what Austin Ekeler did to them. How many yards is Lamar Jackson going to put up on this team?
It might be me and Madden. It might be me playing as Lamar and Madden.
He might have 400 rushing yards against the Steelers. So I'm real nervous about this game, obviously, but I think you got to go with Lamar here because the back end of the defense is getting torched and they can't stop anything in the run game and TJ Watt's on the COVID list. It all adds up to a real bad week to be a Steelers fan.
So total
Lamar Jackson's going to be my one.
Total side note, by the way. Everybody knows we got the twitch.tv/inthisleague. Bogman and I, we took a little break off. We were back playing Madden, Monday Night Madden on the Twitch channel, which you guys can check out. We had a fun end too, but the point of what I want to tell you is how we usually do it to start, especially, is we do random games. So we'll click it three times to pick random teams. And we're like, all right, let's just do this random one here. Bogman goes, he's just like, I don't know, I'll just be anybody but the Steelers, his favorite team. He goes, click, 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 Steelers. We start laughing. I go, all right, let's just see. Click, 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 49ers I get. And Bogman's like, you have got to be kidding me. It was Niners versus Steelers. Yeah. The game went great, by the way.
Guess what happened?
Yeah, it was a great game. So you should definitely check it out. It's the first game at twitch.tv/inthisleague if you want to check that out. My quarterback for the week, I am going to go with Mr. Tom Brady. I'm going to continuously go, this is our bet for MVP. Now, he hasn't exactly been spectacular the last couple weeks, but one of the best games of the year happened against the Atlanta Falcons, where he threw for 5 touchdowns in the first
defense
appearance that they had.
Ugly.
6 of the last 7 games, Brady has at least thrown for 2 touchdowns or more, even when it's been a little bit wishy-washy. I kind of feel like we just had the big Leonard Fournette breakout run game. What can Atlanta really do, if anything? Maybe they're going to have a hyper-focus on that. Tom Brady is going to throw for I'm taking the 2.5-plus touchdown pass prop that's going to exist out there because Tom Brady is going to get back at it. He's going to walk out of the season with at least 8 touchdowns total thrown against the Atlanta Falcons. So I'll take him as my top guy this week. Pat, it is on you.
All right, for this category, am I allowed to piggyback on?
You can do any, yeah, absolutely, for this one.
Yeah, so I got to go with Lamar, too. Just, you know, not only the Steelers being kind of a good matchup, soft against the run, 26th in DVOA against the pass, but just kind of the way I feel like it's this perfect storm set up for Lamar this year with his they thought they were going to have the great 1-2 punch in the backfield with J.K. Dobbins and Gus Edwards, and now they've got this diminished backfield with, you know, the over the hill gang with Devonta Freeman and Latavius Murray. So Lamar has to take on more of the offense on his own. Plus their defense is not quite as fearsome as a typical Ravens defense. So they have to maybe score a little bit more to keep up. I feel like it's just this great point scoring setup for Lamar pretty much every week. And, you know, there were the weeks last week where he misfired, had a bunch of interceptions, and it didn't pay off quite as much. But yeah, he's my number one this week and most weeks.
And I think he would, yeah. I probably would have fought and maybe put him in here if he just didn't have these weeks where he doesn't look like, you know, all the stuff where people will like pigeonhole him.
Four interceptions.
They're like, oh, he's an athlete who can, you know, he's not like, he'll have a week where he looks like the greatest quarterback we've ever seen. Like he's like Michael Vick on steroids. And then he'll have a week where he lives up to everything that people say about him. Like last week, horrific decisions. He makes horrific decisions sometimes. This is a division game, so he's probably going
to
play up.
He's the second quarterback to win after throwing four interceptions. It was some crazy stat. Like, oh, it was the second time, a team has won with giving being negative three in the turnover. Or
yeah, luckily it's going up against the Steelers at this point, so that's a reason.
Throw all the interceptions you want; it doesn't matter. You have won a 90-yard touchdown 3 plays later. So.
Exactly, it's 100% right. All right, so we flip around on the draft side. Now this is the sleeper quarterback of the week. This is simple. A non-QB one. You pick any tip. I like it to stay in the tip non-typical QB one range. We do monitor Fantasy Pros as kind of a barrier here. If you're right at the 12, you're at the 12. But, you know, a guy that's not typically a QB one, you absolutely love this week, and maybe he's not even listed as a QB one on Fantasy Pros. You get to go up first, Pat.
All right. I don't think he's in quarterback one range on Fantasy Pros. I might not have.
And even if he is, it's okay. This
one. Yeah, I mean, it's not a hard and fast rule anyway.
All right. So it's Taylor Heinicke. Since taking over as the starter in week two, he has been quarterback 13 in fantasy points per game. Surprisingly sturdy floor with him. Like, he has not really had any just total disaster games, only one 300-yard game. But the sturdy floor, and the Raiders are giving up like 19.6 fantasy points per game to opposing quarterbacks. That's like fifth or sixth highest in the league. I just feel like Heinicke is a pretty dependable dude. And you know, he just got Curtis Samuel back. Didn't see a lot of him on Monday night, but that's another weapon for him. This running game, the newfound life that Antonio Gibson has shown makes things a little easier for Heinicke. So I don't know. I think Washington could kind of roll against the Raiders defense this week.
It's an excellent pick because it was the Welsh's also.
Yeah, it's a really good pick because it was the snipe right out.
One for one already. I love it.
Right
out
the gates. The only things I would add to it, Vegas 26 in fantasy points given up to quarterbacks. And Heinicke had a little bit of an interception problem early. He had 10. He has 10 on the year, but only one over the last three games. Raiders have the lowest interception rate of any defense, which I like. I will tell you, I had another quarterback on here, but Bogman had him on the list, and you completely changed your quarterbacks, Bogman. So
okay. Yeah,
I will retake Jimmy Garoppolo. I don't have a whole bunch of stuff that I put together because I had put Heinicke on here, but I love it going up against Seattle. Their defense has been kind of blah. They've given up a passing touchdown in all but two games this entire season. Their interception rate isn't exactly crazy. Jimmy Garoppolo has seen some pretty solid success. I think they're going to have some easy play action success in here. Debo out hurts a bit, but you'll get Kittle more involved. They get in the red zone. I think you're going to see actually more play action than ever.
I think you have to throw it a little more.
Yeah, with Kittle and probably some Juwan Jennings as well. So I'll go with Jimmy Garoppolo as my sleeper QB for the week. Bogman, who do you have? You didn't get sniped.
They got to throw it more with your best running back, Debo, on the shelf. So, I mean, you know, it's just the way it goes.
So stupid. Can you believe how much I was like, in the last episode, I was like, oh, we don't even need to talk about Debo. He says he's fine. He'll be good. And he's like out for 2 weeks. And it's like, damn it.
That's always why you never trust what the player says. When the player's like, I'm fine. I'm good.
He was so happy. He was like smiling and stuff. That doesn't look like an injured guy.
Remember when Arian Foster posted the picture? This is like right when Twitter started. Posted the picture of his like ripped up hamstring.
Ugh.
And he's like, this is unawesomeness right here. I mean, that's what I think when I think of players reporting their own injuries. That's why we have a whole nother person on the field to see if they're dizzy and wobbly when they get up, right?
Yeah.
The ref's like, nah, you gotta scrape this guy off the field. He doesn't know his own name, you know. So like self-reporting injuries just never works in the NFL. For me, I'm gonna cheat a little bit because this guy's at 12 for this week, but he's never a QB1. I think this will be the first week he's been a QB1 all year.
Can I add, but I just want everybody to know a little behind the scenes. Bogman on the sheet at, I was up very late last night working.
That was just a mistake.
Oh, okay. So, because I just want to say Bogman had him at QB QB1, and I looked at this and I went,
that was me going zombie, like, all right, sleeper, because
I was like, what does Bogman know? Because I was you have Derek Carr as your number one quarterback for the entire week of anybody.
Here's what I know about Derek Carr. And for the most part, the scheduling in the NFL has been fantastic this week as far as, like, you know, Thursday night teams playing a team, you know, with extra rest or coming off a bye, stuff like that. Like this Thursday, we have New Orleans and Dallas playing on Thursday because they both played last Thursday. Like, it makes a lot of sense. But this week you have the Raiders, who played on Thursday, going up against Washington, who played on Monday. Washington. That is a very, very unfair advantage for the Washington football team, particularly that terrible pass defense. If they're playing anyone but Russell Wilson, they probably would have got torched last week because we saw the separation that DK was getting against Fuller. Fuller has been bad. The whole secondary has been trashed this year. They stepped it up after their bye week and played a little bit better recently. But I think with a week and a half to prep for a bad defense, that the Raiders are actually going to be able to go out and pass. They've been using Josh Jacobs a little bit more, which I think is good for the offense. I think it's going to open up things for Derek Carr. I think he throws at least 2 touchdowns in this game, and I'm going to go with him against the Washington football team.
All right, Washington against Washington, there.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then
if you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
2 ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is now a leading cause of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce feeling it more than ever. You can't escape work, but you can take small steps to care for yourself. A walk, some sun, a favorite song. Therapy is one of those steps, ongoing support to build resilience for whatever your day throws at you. Balance is tough. Getting help shouldn't be. Visit BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com today for 10% off your first month.
Get on the grid, sportsgrid.com.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
I'm freaking out, man.
You are freaking out, man.
Littering and...
Littering and... littering and...
littering and smoking the...
In this league.
Break it down.
Let's go over to the running back. So now this is a little bit different. We're not playing the top guy in any of these categories. Surprise RB1 of the week. A not typical RB1. Maybe even not this week in RB1. That is going to perform at that level. Bogman, you're up first.
I'm going to go with Myles Gaskin against the Giants. Wow. And the reason I'm going with Gaskin is because I love what we saw from them, particularly down at the goal line. They were running Myles Gaskin in that old school, like Ronnie Brown style wildcat. And they did it in a couple other spots too, but I really love what they did at the goal line with him. He's going to throw one. I bet you he throws a touchdown this week. I think it's so smart what they're doing too, because Tua is so small, and you know, you can't run him into those monsters at the goal line. He's tiny and injury prone. So I love what they're doing with Gaskin down here. And I think this is just going to be a goal line strategy for them moving forward at least a couple times a game. So yeah. I think he might throw one and run one this week against the Giants. So I'm going to go with Gaskin here.
I almost picked him. I got to tell you, when we were talking a little bit earlier and Pat said the wide receivers really tough, I found it really difficult with the running backs, like incredibly difficult. So much so that like up until we started this recording, I just still didn't have my sleeper running back of the week. And I struggled with all of these. I was looking at Gaskin for quite a while. I settled on the guy that I actually guaranteed a touchdown with last week and nailed, Javonte Williams. That was who I had picked last week as the touchdown. I don't remember if I picked him as RB1 or the RB2, but either one, it worked out. Javonte has had 17 touches in two of his last three games. He has also gone over 100 total yards in two of his last three games. Ironically, those are the only two times that he has had 17 touches the entire season. So it's fair to say he gets 17 touches between catching and rushing. He's going over 100 yards. That's a relatively fair assessment at this point. Kansas City's kind of middle of the pack as far as fantasy points given up. They are giving up. They're in the bottom 10 for targets given up to running backs, which is very interesting. Javonte Williams got more involved in the pass game, went over 50 yards receiving. He's got that touchdown underway. We obviously know what he does as far as breaking tackles. This is not a great offense, but it's also, again, it's not the best defense. I think Javonte continues to get his run, his movement. I like another over 100 yards. I'm not going to guarantee the touchdown, but I think we're going to get there, and that's how I'm going to get there as an RB1. So I will take Javonte Williams as my surprise RB1 for week 13. So now, Pat, it is on you. What do you got as your surprise RB1?
Can I first just add that I love that every week Javonte Williams gives us a run where he shows us some like Herculean feat of strength, whether it's carrying, I forget which Ravens defensive back it was, basically on his back for like 15 yards earlier this season. This past week, I think he had like three guys trying to tackle him and like push the pile forward 8 yards. Like,
I want to do like, dude, wouldn't it be great to just have, like, you can even do it in Madden, like an all just tough guy break tackle team. It's like Debo's at wide out, you know, getting yards after the catch, shoving dudes down. You've got Javonte Williams and Derrick Henry as your running backs. Maybe Josh Allen as your quarterback. Get off me. I love those. Those are the best type of players right now. I agree.
So I've got a guy who's not quite in that class, Boston Scott, a little bit smaller. Great matchup against the Jets, who have been just, you know, hemorrhaging fantasy points to running backs all season, giving up like close to 27.8 fantasy points a game and half point PPR to opposing running backs. No Jordan Howard. We talked earlier about Miles Sanders kind of getting dinged up a little last week. I think he's expected to play, but Scott's still going to have a pretty significant role. Had 15 carries last week, 64 yards and a touchdown. Had 81 yards rushing against the Broncos in week 10. Like, I just feel like he's got a real firm foothold in this offense. They've had this newfound dedication to the running game with, like, I think 24.8 running back carries a game over their last five games. So they are going running back heavy with their offense, maybe trying to hide Jalen Hurts passing a little bit. And, you know, we saw why last week, I guess. So I think Scott is a pretty sneaky, good play this week.
Yeah, we call him Bogman Scott, actually, around here. Boston Bogman Scott. Hey, Bogman, that's a really good pick by Pat. So much that
great
he,
pick, yeah.
The second snipe of the show, Pat just sniped Bogman for the next round. So he went, he doubled down on it. So, Pat, we now reverse the snake. You are back up again. You get the surprise RB2 of the week. So this is probably at best a flex, maybe not even startable running back in typical weeks, but you love him as an RB2 this week. It's on you.
Yeah, and I maybe even could have flipped the order of these, but I kind of like Clyde Edwards-Helaire a little bit. A guy who was very maligned in the first month or so of the season. You know, then he has that sprained MCL and he's back, comes back last week, kind of splits the snaps with Darrell Williams, but gets 12 carries for 63 yards and a touchdown on the ground. Another couple of receptions against the Cowboys. Like this week, I don't think Denver is necessarily a running game to be feared. They've been a little up and down. I mean, we saw D'Ernest Johnson truck them earlier this season. And we've got a potent Chiefs offense. You know, they've had their bumps this year, more so than we're used to seeing from them, but it's still a very dangerous offense. They can move the ball, and they're going to be touchdown opportunities. So, you know, and maybe we see CEH get more than a 50-50 share in this, his second game back. Maybe they were working him in a little slowly last week.
What was that debate we had? Was it Antonio Gibson, CEH, Boggs?
I think, yeah,
was that the
probably.
Poll? Was that the poll that they put out right there? And like everybody was good Antonio Gibson. It was like, ooh, wait till CEH comes back. And I think everybody would stay with Antonio Gibson on that one. Again,
I don't know.
You think it would change?
I think you're right now because Gibson looks healthy and McKissick just got hurt. But yeah. I think after this week, it might be closer. I think Pat's right about CEH.
Yeah, maybe. I still, like I said, struggle with these. My RB surprise RB2 of the week, I'm going to go with Jamal Williams. And maybe it's like a little bit more obvious.
I love this one.
Yeah.
When I saw you picked him, I was mad I didn't have him. I think this is a great one.
I was struggling. But Minnesota, bottom 10 in points given up to running backs. Obviously, you know, San Francisco ate them up. There's no Swift, which opens up huge opportunity for Jamal Williams. Williams had 5 catches last week with 15 carries, 20-plus touches in store for him this week, I think, guaranteed. It's a poor poop offense. That's the problem, but it's all Jamal Williams. You know he's going to be featured in the pass game, which is going to mask some of those PPR points. Maybe Detroit gets in on something because Minnesota's defense, especially on that run, Minnesota's defense just in general, just does not look good, and it's a porous Detroit team, but it is a great opportunity. It's kind of obvious with Swift out that he'd be in that territory. But you know what? I think, I pulled this up in rankers. I think Jamal Williams, yeah, so when I did it, he was in like the late 20s. He's moved up to 24 now as of this morning as we're recording this. So that's my surprise RB2, and it looks like people are moving in with it. Bogman, who do you got?
I've got Mark Ingram against Dallas.
Because you had Boston Scott. Just pointing out.
Because I had Boston Scott, so yeah. I did move Mark Ingram up here. So. I'm going to take Mark Ingram against Dallas here because I think even if Kamara gets back, they're not going to use him like they normally would. I think he might be used a little sparingly in this game, and you're still going to pass the ball to Mark Ingram. He's still a goal line threat. So he was my three. I did have to bump him up to 2. Thanks, Pat. So, but obviously I agree with your call. So, but I do like Mark Ingram on Thursday Night Football.
All right. I thought this was literally the most difficult one of the week, finding a real sleeper running back for week 13. This is a player that just you never really start. You're just throwing a dart here. I think, especially when you associate it with like maybe Fantasy Pros list, because some could argue like Matt Breida could be someone you could throw out, but he's inside that range right now for Fantasy Pros. So just trying to stick to the algorithm of what we do. I found this incredibly difficult. And this is me throwing more dart than ever before. And Bogman, we actually talked about this one that you just changed to before the show, but you're up a sleeper running back for week 13.
Give me Kenny Nguanu for Minnesota against Detroit. We're going to get no Dalvin Cook here with 2 torn labrums. Just unbelievable dudes playing through all that. What I think is going to happen is I think Minnesota is going to beat the crap out of Detroit. And I think if you've had this injury for Dalvin Cook already, and you know Alexander Mattison can carry the load for you, if you get up big on Detroit, why are you going to risk having Alexander Mattison run 30 times in this game? Split it up. See what Nguanu has. I didn't particularly care for him as a running back coming out of Iowa State. I thought he's much better in the return game, which is the reason that they drafted him. He's a great special teams ace type of a player. But, you know, guys learn stuff. They get better in their NFL careers. So see what he's got. And go with him for most of the second half. I think, you know, Detroit can play teams tight, but I don't know, man. They look really rough right now. So I will throw a dart on Kenny Nguanu in super, super deep league.
I just keep hearing his name, and I just smile. If anyone was watching the video, I just started smiling because I just think of, like, Ace Ventura, and I think, Nguanu. That's all that I think of when I hear his name. I'm stupid. I truly threw a dart here. With the injury to J.D. McKissick, theoretically can open up maybe more opportunity. Antonio Gibson has just been the guy and getting the carries, and that not much has necessarily changed from there. Curtis Samuel getting reinvolved. I got to be honest with you, I kind of think Curtis Samuel takes the majority of what J.D. McKissic was doing, but Jared Patterson might be worth a shot this coming week. He didn't really do anything this past week because that injury happened late, but the previous week he did have 7 carries. He has had 22 carries over his last 3 games. Potentially could involve him a little bit more. He's slightly been involved in the pass game. Like I said, I'm more worried that Curtis Samuel takes that pass game front from McKissic and that makes Patterson go away. So if I were thinking flex, I would rather start Curtis Samuel than Jared Patterson in flex. But I'm going to throw a massive dart here because I just think the list of names is just atrocious here. So give me that. And Pat, you got something better for us? You got a better deep sleeper running back this week?
I don't know about better. I mean, this one feels like chalk compared to what you guys have come up with. And like, hard to ever imagine this guy being chalk anything, but it's Rex Burkhead. Chasing points in the Texans backfield feels pretty gross, but Burkhead has had 30 carries the last 2 games. Never mind that he has only turned those 30 carries into 67 yards, no touchdowns. But he did play like a 61% snap share, I believe. So he is clearly their guy now ahead of David Johnson. And, you know, he can catch passes a little bit. The Colts aren't an especially easy matchup. This is just sort of blindly following the volume on a bad team. And I'm sure it's going to lead down a dark alley. But, you know, he's in any port in a storm kind of back for week 13.
All right, we're going over to wide receiver. Surprise wide receiver 1. I feel like this is prime sniping territory. I'm very worried because Pat gets to go first. So a not typical wide receiver 1, who's wide receiver 1. Bogman, I think both of our wide receivers are on the chopping block right now. But Pat, you get to go first.
All right, I'll throw out Van Jefferson.
Well, you didn't take mine, but you took my next round 1. Damn it.
Good pick. A season high 9 targets last week against the Packers. He's seen at least 6 targets in each of the last 5 games, averaging 17.6 yards a catch and 9.6 yards per target. So he's kind of been efficient with the looks he's been getting. And it just feels like this might be kind of a get right spot for the Rams, reeling 3 straight losses. Stafford hasn't looked great, but they get the Jaguars this week. It just seems like it's time for them to get off the mats. And, the rest of the way, I just kind of like Van Jefferson more than Odell Beckham.
I do too. Yeah. I want to throw out this weird stat because I had him as my surprise wide receiver 2 for the week. And I came across this. I thought this was interesting. So the Jags have given up the 6 most receptions to wide receivers on the year. Okay. But then check this out. They've given up the 7th least targets to wide receivers.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
What is this?
It's In This League.
What? How can we be expected to teach
Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh
to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
In This League.
Has to be at least 3 times bigger than this.
There you go, friends. That was our interview with Pat Fitzmaurice on that other side. Hopefully you guys enjoyed that. Like I said, if you want to check out the full scope of it, go to the In This League Fantasy Football Podcast to do so. Also, make sure you check us out at InThisLeague.com. Sign up today. You'll get the most recent secret show. You can join in on live streams. We've got a couple events on Fridays here. We got a whole bunch of just really great stuff. New ranks coming up, baseball ranks happening. Bogman, no big deal. Week 12, number 1 IDP ranker. That stuff's available with us. So you can get all the stuff. If stuff is what you want, we have it. If you also just want to like support us, you can have that as well. InThisLeague.com. Come and sign up today. Bubba coming up in the house in hour 3. How's Bubba been doing? I miss Bubba.
Bubba's been good, man. Yeah.
Yeah. How's his bets been going? I've been tracking. Remember when we used to track Bubba?
Yeah, his bets have been much better than mine, I think. So, you know, doing a great job. But yeah, well, look, you know, listen to this. Also listen to, we do prop bets and stuff over on Bet This League. So please check that out as well. You know,
yeah, you know, I didn't even take a look. My prop, I have kind of faltered a little bit on my props the last couple of weeks, which has been just a tiny bit of a bummer. You were 3-2 on your best bets on Bet This League. I was only 2-3 last week, which is kind of a scam, a little bit of a scam. I actually had my worst week on my lock bets that I've had, but I'm ready to turn it around. Though the prop bets are coming in slower than they've ever done before, dude.
I know.
Thursday morning there was only like two non-Thursday football teams, so they are really, really holding them back. So make sure we drop the prop sheet. It's called the Welsh the prop sheet. I drop on Fridays and I update it through, but do our best. That's why we do the Bet This League show late Thursday night, so we can kind of give you all the latest lines, but we'll be breaking all that out. So there's tons of podcasts for you to consume, and there is more happening right here on In This League. It's Bubba and Bogman, hour 3 of ITL coming up. You missed any of the action, Pat Fitzmaurice, hour 2, all of our picks in hour 1. Bubba and Bogman in hour 3, I step away. They say hello. Don't you go anywhere. Be right back.